This is Dr. Ali indicating history. Physical, patient name, Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, Irene, I-R-E-N-E, date of birth, 5/22/1944, place, Future Care Charles Village, date of service, 5/7/2024. It's initial history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 79-year-old female with history of CKD stage 4, heart failure with the preserved ejection fraction, COPD on home oxygen, AFib, on anticoagulation, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and obstructive sleep apnea. She presented to the hospital with shortness of breath, generalized weakness. Patient family came with her, and for the last 1 week, she was getting increased shortness of breath. The patient was evaluated in the ED, and the patient had labs, imaging studies done. In the emergency room, creatinine 3.98, hemoglobin 2.6 repeat. Hemoglobin came back 3.6. Patient denies melena. He denies any vomiting blood or hematochezia. Denies any active blood. On the rectal exam, the stool was brown. CT chest without active bleeding. Pulmonary edema noted. Bivasal consolidation. Multiple incidental lung nodule noted. CT showed no hemoperitoneum or active bleed. She received 2 units of PRBC. IV lasix given. Patient admitted for close monitoring. She was noted to have iron deficiency anemia, paroxysmal AFib. Baseline COPD. She has a colonoscopy done. At UMMC. And esophageal gastrodenoscopy done at UMMC. Because acute and chronic anemia, she required 5 units of PRBC, 2 doses of IV iron, no active bleeding identified. Hemoglobin improved to 7.9 after transfusion. Anemia was presumptive due to GI bleed. They recommended follow-up GI outpatient, continue iron supplement, hypoxic respiratory failure resolved, COPD and maintenance of oxygen 2 liters. There was continued Symbicort, albuterol, and home oxygen and mucin XPRN. AKI with CKD resolved, she was baseline CKD 4. Constipation Miralax was advised PRN. PTOT done and subsequently patient transferred to Future Care for deconditioning and continuation of her care and medical management. They did echocardiogram, ejection fraction of 40% to 45%. That has reduced compared to previous and grade 3 diastolic dysfunction also noted. Past medical history, next line, CKD, next line, COPD, next line, diabetes, next line, hypertension, next line, heart failure. With the current echo done, shows reduced ejection fraction. Next line, diastolic CHF and systolic CHF. Next line, hypertension. Surgical history, status post colonoscopy, EGD, on February 27, 2024. Medications upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets every 6 hours, PRN, thyroid 325 mg daily, mucinex 600 mg BID, for cough, lidocaine 4% patch daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, Seneca 8.6 mg daily, Torsemide, TORSEMIDE 100 mg daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puff, Q 4 to 6 hours as needed, Apixaban 2.5 mg BID, Amiodarone 200 mg daily, Atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Symbicort 160/4.5 mcg inhalation, 2 puff BID, hydrocortisone 2.5%. For hemorrhoid was advised, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Nystatin cream, BID for skin rash and the skin fold. Patient used to be on Lasix, indapamide and oxycodone that was advised not to take. But when I saw the patient, she's requesting oxycodone because she's feeling a lot of pain and unable to move because of severe pain. It was discussed with the patient as per hospital recommendation that, but patient says she has dependent on it, without pain medication, she will not be able to participate in the therapy. Patient doctor is at the bedside and the family also demanding she should be given something better for the pain instead of Tylenol. As per patient request and the family request, it was restarted as a needed basis for severe pain only. River system, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. GI, no blood in the stool, no vomiting blood. Hematology, no active bleeding, genetic urinary hematuria, neuron syncope, no dizziness. Next line, procedure performed in the hospital. EGD colonoscopy, no overt bleeding noted. She also has a capsule endoscopy, show no non-specific enteritis. In the hospital was done. It was suspected a slow GI bleed with acute and chronic anemia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3. Blood pressure 128 over 70, pulse 60, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Body weight 171.6 pounds, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%. Adenomyocardial cardiac anectaric, no EN is a discharge. Throat no exudate, neck subconjunctivity, chest no tender, lungs decreased, breast on the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, no intervals on positive, no rebound, no rigidity, extremity trace, edema, no cough tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, and time 3. Lot of pain with difficulty movements due to pain. Allergies, non-known, social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Assessment and plan, patient is admitted. Severe anemia, symptomatic. Status post blood transfusion. Next line, suspected GI bleed. Status post EGD, status post colonoscopy, no active bleeding identified. As per GI note, they're suspecting slow GI bleed. Next line, severe COPD, maintained on home oxygen and nebulizer treatment along with all the other inhaler maintenance. Next line, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction for 40 to 45%. Next line, CHF exacerbation, next line. Systolic dysfunction, next line, diastolic CHF, grade 3, next line, CKD, next line, hypothyroidism, next line, hypertension, next line, AFib, maintain on anticoagulation, next line, obstructive sleep apnea history, next line, pulmonary nodules, as identified in the CT scan. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Plan of care will continue all the current medications, follow-up lab electrolyte, PTOT. Treatment discussed with the nursing staff and the patient, doctor at the bedside and the patient herself. Patient is a full code. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Ali.
Yeah?